This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, along with a high-level delegation, met Sunday with leaders in Kabul to discuss bilateral cooperation after U.S. and coalition troops leave the country by a September 11th deadline. The discussions come as Taliban insurgents have intensified battlefield attacks against government forces, capturing 9 Afghan districts, including 6 in the past week, since the foreign military withdrawal began a month ago. Hundreds of combatants on both sides and Afghan civilians have also been killed. A spokesman for Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said Sunday that talks with Khalilzad's team focused on 3 sectors, including defense, economy, and humanitarian assistance. Mohammed Amiri said the U.S. envoy told Ghani that Washington will annually provide $3.3 billion to Kabul over the next 2 years to support Afghan security forces battling the Taliban. Mexicans headed to the polls Sunday to vote for a new lower house of Congress, state governors, and local lawmakers. The race is seen as a referendum on President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's policies and efforts to shake up Mexico's institutions. All 500 seats in the lower house, 15 state governorships, and thousands of local leadership positions are up for grabs, with some 93.5 million Mexicans eligible to vote. The elections come amid the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccine rollout, as well as record criminal violence. Since taking office in 2018 after a landslide victory, López Obrador has expanded the role of the state in the energy industry and radically cut back